Believe it or not, it's Tech Time, Tech Tuesday, something we always look forward to of a week, do we not, Denfler?
Yes, we do, Ollie.
Which means we welcome Dean Robinson into studio. Good to see you, Dean.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dean.
Hey, we're talking gamers and gaming and all that goes with it. Denfler, you're a bit of a gamer, you were telling me.
I am, and it's one of those things that people sort of judge you maybe before they meet you. I am a gamer. I like to game. It's what I do in my downtime.
Excellent stuff. You've come out there now and you've just said exactly that, so we know where we stand. Now, in terms of gaming and all that goes with it, GameStop, of course, has been the big news of late. The fact that they're pulling out of Ireland.
Yeah, it's a big, I suppose, do you know what? It's a very nostalgic topic, I think, because, you know, anyone over the last kind of 10, 15 years, like, I think everyone knows someone or they have themselves been queuing outside GameStop for the first launch of a game, and, you know, and...
Now, especially here in Waterford.
Yeah, the FIFAs and the Call of Duties, and it's, you know... Everything has been taken online now. There's online stores for everything, and I suppose that's probably what's crippled us. It's kind of an Extravision story, isn't it?
That See, I thought that though, Dean, but here's the funny one, and maybe you'll have some insight into this. In America last year, they recorded however many billion of a profit, whereas in Ireland, it was a 6 million loss.
I wonder, is it a population thing? That
maybe, you know, just an average out.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'd say it's probably part of it.
And then, like, you have all the... gifts and, you know, the if your favourite movie mugs and action figures and everything, and the toy shops are selling them now, so I don't know, has it, were they relying on that as an income or something like that?
It's a different landscape, that's what it is.
Absolutely.
But moving on to news of a new PlayStation, what's going on?
There's rumours are spreading like wildfire online that Sony won't be releasing the PS6 until 2028, but they are working on two new versions of the PS5, given the PlayStation 5 a primary life cycle of 8 years compared to the PS1 and PS2, which had 6 years, while PS3 and PS4 had 7. And as per Insider Gaming, both the PS5 Slim and PS5 Pro are in the works for release in the last quarter of 2023.
Ooh.
Okay, so some news there to keep an eye on.
What's the difference in the Pro?
I don't know, maybe a bigger graphics card and memory and faster, and I suppose...
And more expensive.
A competitor.
You
to
always bring me
Xbox.
Expensive news that I can't afford to hear, Dean.
Yeah, we'll get the PS5 Slim.
We'll work on that. But moving on to something that you sent us a few examples of there this morning, and we were blown away by it. Unreal Engine.
Yeah, Unreal Engine. So if you don't know about Unreal Engine, I strongly encourage anyone to look it up straight away and watch some of the latest videos on YouTube. It's nuts. Unreal Engine is a game development software that has just reached a whole new level. Developed by Epic Games in 1988 as a first-person shooter software, it has grown into the most popular tool for creating games, manipulating visuals, graphics, sound, physics, all of that, other aspects of 3D production and augmented reality.
Metahuman animation. And one of the things that Dinf and I were looking at this morning was there was a girl on stage at this conference, kind of one of these TED Talk things for all the world. And she just did a minute spiel, if even that. Had a whole load of emotions and stuff and, you know, happy, sad, scared, all the rest of it. A guy is working at a computer. He has captured that. And he then, within, I'd say, less than 5 minutes, puts all that together in a metahuman form on a big screen. And it was scary, the reality of it. Like, you had the live person in front of you, and the next thing you had a metahuman kind of visualization of what all of that is, along with all the emotions and everything else. And even scarier than that was the fact that they could transfer that to other metahuman faces and figures with that set of emotions, how you react to things, how you're happy, how you're sad, how you're surprised. I just thought that was a little bit scary.
It is. It's technologically unbelievable, but it's frightening because you kind of wonder, well, what makes us human if you can replicate emotions?
Exactly.
And I worry for that. I do a little bit.
Like we were talking about the blue tick disappearing from Twitter during the last 10 days to a fortnight. Where does that leave you with believability in the world?
You're going to have to verify whether you're human soon, I think.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And may I say, that was also recorded on an iPhone as well. That was no fancy camera.
Yeah.
That was an iPhone.
And got to that level.
That render was done in maybe 30 to 60 seconds, and absolutely nuts.
Now, you know, you look at it, you could see slight flaws, you know, some of the animation stuff they were presenting and stuff, but, you know, having said that, you'd really, really have to be looking
you
at
would.
It.
You would, like if somebody didn't know.
Exactly.
And you didn't tell them, they wouldn't be looking for those flaws.
But obviously for gaming, this is a game changer for all the world.
Yeah, it's a game changer. Epic Games is on... I suppose it's on the cutting edge of exploring digital entertainment that isn't just games. They're now, their software is now being used for movies, concerts, real and virtual, VR, AR, apps and other things that need to be built using a similar tool set as games. If you've watched the latest Avatar, The Mandalorian and Westworld, that was all used for that too. So I suppose the scary thing is, it's not how real it looks now, but knowing where it's what's going. Coming, yeah. If it's that good now.
I went to see the Elvis hologram show some years back at the Three Arena, and that was incredible. You know, it was almost like the man was there.
Yeah.
And his original orchestra and everything were there, and his band members and what have you. They were all in sync with this hologram. So all sorts of potentials lie ahead in terms of all of this. Anyways, gadget of the week.
Gadget of the week, I suppose, is...
Tell me it's something different than I could afford.
It is.
Unlikely, Ollie.
And it could be handy for your day-to-day work and audio editing. And
you have our attention.
And stuff, yeah. So it's called an Elgato Stream Deck. If you ever found yourself doing a couple of the same actions every single day while you're on the PC, like flicking between different softwares and folders and files, and you just love to be able to program a single key on your keyboard to literally do that action for you when you press the button, that's what the Stream Deck does. So it's a little panel of, you know, you can get 6 buttons, you could get like 24 buttons, and all different pages, so you can have page 1, page 2, I think you can have like up to like 300 pages of buttons, but you can program any of those buttons to do any action that you want on your PC. So if you come in the morning, the first thing you want to do is open an audio editing program, just hit that button and open it. There it is. You don't have to go looking for it. So it's quite popular with gamers and streamers, and it's starting to hit the office desks now because it's, you know, making...
Lots of potential
there. I can
see
the benefits
there. Oh, absolutely. Especially in a busy newsroom and all the rest.
We're very busy, Ollie. Yeah. But we do the same things over and over and over.
Exactly.
And
over.
So you could speed up your day-to-day. They're affordable. They're anywhere between 120 euros and 250 euros for the bigger ones. So
okay, that's all right.
Well, on that note, Dean, always a pleasure to talk to you, and always a man of interest, as we say, and we do appreciate it. So thank you so much for taking
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dean.